Hey, it's Azure Friday. Welcome. Scott Guthrie.
Great to be here.
Since you're the guy that kind of orchestrates Azure at a certain level, what is it exactly? Is it just a bunch of data centers, or is it more than that?
Well, you know, at a high level, Azure is kind of Microsoft's cloud computing platform. And so it's many things. It's a bunch of services that we provide, things like hosting virtual machines or web apps or data, things like that. It's also a bunch of physical infrastructure that we have deployed around the world, which basically runs the network, the fiber, and the servers to actually host all these services and let you run your apps on them.
Would you call it like a cloud OS? Like, I mean, I think about Azure as being one thing, five-letter word, but there's a global operating system that's kind of managing it all, the health of the entire system.
Certainly, the software stack we kind of call cloud OS.
Oh yeah.
We literally use that term, and it starts really. The fun thing about some of the stuff on our team is literally it starts at the network level and at the base hardware level, and it goes all the way up to the pixels. And so, we have our own software-defined networking stack that we use inside the data centers to coordinate. So we don't have physical routers. We actually use software-defined routers as much as possible.
Wow.
We have our own storage system. We have we use the Windows hypervisor, but we have lots of custom stuff around it. So it really is kind of a pretty large advanced distributed system.
It's like a big global Windows OS.
Yep. And our goal is to basically take that cloud OS that we're using to host our own data centers and also ship it so that you can run it inside yours as well. And so a lot of the Windows Server 2012 R2 release that just came out, a lot of that infrastructure has a lot of commonality with what we've built in Azure. And you're going to see over time more and more consistency across what you can run inside your data center or another third-party hoster's data center and what we're running in ours. Ours is probably a much larger scale,
right?
But we think that consistency is important because we know that sometimes people want to be able to run it on their own hardware that they manage as well.
So inside an Azure data center are racks and racks of computers, and
yep.
I might have a company with racks and racks of computers. I could have my own internal kind of Azure-packed cloud with my own Azure internal portal and make virtual machines and websites.
Yeah, so we have this thing we call the Windows Azure Pack, which just released in October as part of the Windows Server release. It's a free download on top of Windows Server, and it's free. And it runs on top of Windows Server and System Center, and it basically provides the exact same Windows Azure HTML portal that you're familiar with if you've ever logged into WindowsAzure.com.
Sure.
It basically lets you say new VM, new website, new database, new service bus, and it will run on top of Windows Server, and you can even have two or three servers running inside your company, and you could use that Windows Azure Pack against it. And the goal is, it's the same consistent APIs, it's the same consistent management tools, you can use Visual Studio to develop against it, and then those same apps you can then also deploy inside our cloud hosted on Windows Azure.
Very cool. I went onto the web and searched for a picture. I just searched for Azure Data Center.
Mm-hmm.
Is that representative? Is that reality? These look like shipping containers.
Yeah. So I'm trying to parse these in real time.
Sorry to drop it on you, but I went and searched Azure Data Center, and I get the idea that there's a whole bunch of racks, and I understand that they move them around in shipping containers, and they live in these big. Football fields worth of warehouses of stuff.
Yeah, so we have a number of what we call generations of data centers. I think one of the fascinating things about the cloud is just how fast it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a notion we call regions first, even before we get to data centers, which are basically clusters of data centers around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually if you go to one of those slides, the next slide shows you places that we have regions around the world. Anything that's a dark circle represents a region. And so we've got several regions in North America.
Mm-hmm.
We've got several regions in Europe. We've got a bunch of regions in Asia. And we've announced, for example, two new regions in Japan, two new regions in Australia. We have two active now in China, and we have one in Singapore and Hong Kong. And a region basically means we have at least one data center, often multiple, that are close together and that logically look like a single data center that you deploy your apps into.
Oh, wow.
And so when you build an app or a service in Azure, you can basically choose to deploy into any of the regions around the world. And the exact same APIs, exact same code work everywhere. And so typically you deploy in a region that's close to where your customers are, or maybe close to where you are. And if you want to, you can actually deploy the same app across multiple regions. So for example, your customers in Asia would go against an Asia data center, customers in Europe would go against a Europe data center, customers in the US would go against a US data center. And that, you know, just from a latency speed perspective, is a way that you can actually get kind of global reach with very good performance.
So a region, is a region a data center? Like if I hit West US, is that one building, or is that a region is N data centers?
Depends on the region. All of our US regions now have multiple data centers. And so yeah, if you go back to the screenshot, so that might be, is an example of what one data center might look like. And so it's, you know, multiple football fields worth of size. And within this, typically, depending on the region, there might be kind of what we call colos, or might be actually firewall separated regions within it for kind of firewall, literally fire protection. Not
when you say firewall, you're saying like literally, this part of the building goes away, that part of the building's fine.
Yeah, so you know, typical data center will have firewalls, again, not in the security sense, but often, you know, the physical sense. And the idea is if there was a bad fire, the firewall is usually rated for about 4 hours to survive. And so the idea is, you know, the fire department could arrive and put out the fire before then. And that's one of the things about the data center design is you got to, with an area this big, if there was a disaster, how do you contain it? And then basically within each of these areas, often we have containers. This is sort of an older design. This is our old Chicago design, where we'd have containers, and then each container basically has, you know, up to a couple thousand servers.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so it's different kind of, you know, and part of the reason we use containers in that model is we can kind of wheel them in and wheel them out as a unit. Other data centers, I can't quite tell if this one's under construction or this might be one of our open air data centers. We actually have areas where, one of the things we're trying to do with the data centers is how do we use as little power as possible, or or a bit more precisely, utilize the power as effectively as possible. And so, you know, cooling is one of the things that we have to focus a lot on. And we want to try to spend as little money as possible, as little power as possible, having to cool it. So we're using things like open air so that we can actually use wind power or air power cooler to cool it.
Wow. So you would basically say, why put a roof on top of a data center if it's going to stay hot? Let the air cool it.
We often put roofs on them just because it freaks people out if you don't have a roof. But we will often have the sides open in some of them so that we can actually use natural air to actually help cool it a little bit. Now, the servers aren't sitting out in the open air.
Yeah, of course.
So it's the management
units.
They're
in the boxes.
And so, but it is one of the things that we're trying to do from an efficiency perspective is literally use as little power as possible. And that's one reason why, you know, costs keep going down is the data centers that are built today versus the data centers even 2 or 3 years ago versus 5 or 10 years ago. Are much, much, much more efficient. And, you know, that the ability to kind of get hundreds of thousands of servers in one place, cooled and powered in a very efficient way, you know, translates into real hardware savings.
Very cool. Well, thanks a lot. We're going to dig into specific services that are available on Azure in future videos in just a few minutes. And I also want to thank everyone for the
box you're standing on.
the box I'm standing on, because I'm actually really quite a bit shorter than he is. It's Azure Friday.